哈利路亚，在座的长职同龄，还有线上的同龄，大家平安。
And hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters, as well as those who are streaming online.
啊，这一节我们要谈一谈放下的操练。
This session we're going to discuss the training of put down.
我们的人生，我们的信仰，充满各样的操练。
And our lives are full of different kinds of trainings.
你要得到美好的身体，健康的体格，你要常常操练。
And to be fit, you need to exercise frequently.
那属灵上也是一样。
Same for us spiritually.
你要成长，要走完这条天国的道路，主耶稣会给我们很多的操练。
In order for us to finish this path to salvation, our Lord will also give us many trainings.
操练有很多种。
There are different kinds of trainings.
其中一种操练，我们称之为放下的操练。
And one of those trainings is what we called the training of put down.
我们小时候手脚协调不是很好的时候，我们慢慢学习怎么来抓东西。
And when we were young, while our hand and foot coordination were not very good, we learned how to hold on to things.
拿玩具，拿汤匙来吃饭。
We would hold on to our toys, hold on to our utensils to eat.
一开始抓的不是很稳。
At the very beginning, we can't hold very well.
会掉下来。
It would drop.
慢慢我们就知道怎么来抓得紧了。
Gradually, we learn how to hold on tight.
那慢慢的人生当中呢，也越来越学会抓住很多的东西。
And in our lives, we begin to learn to hold on to other things.
包括我们的理想。
For example, our ambition.
我们的学业。
Our studies.
我们的成功。
Our success.
我们的金钱。
Our wealth.
我们呢，手上越来越多东西。
We have more and more things to hold on to.
当然，好像我们越来越丰富。
It seems our lives have become richer.
但是其实我们的重担也越来越多。
On the other hand, our burden also increased.
俗语有一句话，叫做我们要拿得起，放得下。
There is a Chinese saying that goes that you have to be able to hold on and also to let go.
因为拿得起很重要。
It's important that you hold on.
但是如果你拿得起，放不下，你就累死了。
But if you hold on, but you do not let go, you will be exhausted.
这个东西很重，你能够一直拿多久呢？
Because if something is very heavy, how long can you hold on to it?
但是问题是，有一些人拿得起，但是放不太下。
On the other hand, there are people who hold on to things but refuse to let go.
一直抓着。
Keep holding on.
紧紧的不放。
And refuse to let go.
把自己累死了。
And they exhausted themselves.
其实到最后，你放不下，还是需要放下。
In the very end, even though they refuse to let go, they had to.
但是如果我们自己能够学习放下，就更好。
If we ourselves learn to let go, it will be wonderful.
从圣经里面呢，我们可以看到神也要我们学习放下的这一门功课。
And from the Bible, we understand that God also wants us to learn the lesson of putting down and letting go.
对我们自己有帮助。
It is to our own benefit.
对我们的家人，对我们信仰的道路也有帮助。
And to our family and also to our path to the heavenly kingdom.
第一样我们要学习放下的。
The first thing to learn to put down.
这是我们要放下我们的忧虑。
That is to put down our sorrow, our worries.
我们看马太第六章34节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 34.
马太福音六章34节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 34.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day.
这里主耶稣讲了一句我们常常听见，但是常常做不到的话。
Here, our Lord Jesus has spoken words that we have heard quite often, but not able to do it.
主耶稣要我们学习放下一些忧虑。
Our Lord Jesus wants us to put down our anxieties.
那我们注意哦，主耶稣不是要我们完全不忧虑。
Please take note that it's not that our Lord does not want us to be anxious at all.
其实忧虑本身在某些程度上面是需要的。
Anxiety itself is necessary in our lives.
因为你如果不担心，你就不会为未来计划。
Because if you don't worry about the future, you won't plan for the future.
忧虑是为了将来预备的。
Anxiety is to prepare for the future.
那你担心未来可能出现的问题，所以今天就要先为这个问题准备。
You worry about the problems that would surface in the future, so you have to be prepared for it now.
所以有思想的人比较会忧虑。
Those who have deep thoughts tend to worry.
但是呢, 如果你为明天来忧虑, 就不好了。
But if you're worrying for tomorrow, then it is not good.
主耶稣这里的意思, 是你可以忧虑, 但是你顶多就是为今天忧虑就好了。
Our Lord Jesus here says, yes, you can be anxious, but be anxious for today only.
那主耶稣是他的原因呢?
There's a reason for it.
因为如果你为明天忧虑,
if you worry about tomorrow,
很自然你也会为后天忧虑。
Then of course you'll be worrying about the day after tomorrow.
那你忧虑完后天，你要担心三天之后要怎么办？
And after you worry about the day after tomorrow, you're going to be worried about 2 days after that.
所以如果你会为明天忧虑啊，代表你的忧虑是无穷无尽，不会停止的。
If you are worried about tomorrow, it means that there is no limit to your anxieties.
如果忧虑好像一个重担在你身上，
then the anxiety has become a burden on you.
那如果你为无限的明天而忧虑的话，
if you're worrying about an unlimitless tomorrow,
那你可以想象啊, 你常常活在一个什么的状态?
Can you imagine what state you'll be in all the time?
一个正常人, 你两只手能够拿多重的东西呢?
A normal person, how much things can he or she carry?
你去旅行啊, 去寄仓这个行李啊, 现在是23公斤一个行李箱。
If you go traveling, you know that your luggage can only be 23 kilograms heavy.
好了，你可以寄。 如果是长途飞行，你可以寄两个。
And if it's a long haul flight, you're able to take two luggages.
你一个人有办法从同时左右手拿着两个大行李吗？
Are you able to carry two luggages on your left or right hand at the same time without wheels on the luggages?
如果你很强壮，
if you're strong,
也许可以拿着这个行李走几步路。
Perhaps you're able to carry two luggages for a few steps.
但是走不远的。
But you won't travel far.
这样子你更跑不动。
And forget about running with them.
所以你要走得远跑得动，你身上的行李要越来越少。
If you want to walk far or run faster, you have to carry less things.
我们天国的道路上面也是一样。
And our road to the heavenly kingdom is likewise.
如果你身上啊几百斤的这个重担。
If there are hundreds of kilograms of burden on you,
一直为明天的来忧虑。
You keep worrying about tomorrow.
那你会把自己累死了，连天国路也走不完。
And you will die of exhaustion first.
所以主耶稣这里告诉我们，你可以忧虑，但是顶多为今天忧虑就好。
So our Lord Jesus tells us that we can worry, yes, but worry for today only.
今天有饭吃，今天有地方住，今天的问题今天能够解决就好了。
You have meals for today. You have a place to stay today. Just worry about today. That's enough.
那你可能说，那明天怎么办呢？ 如果我不忧虑，明天那个没饭吃，没有地方住怎么办？
You may ask, what about tomorrow? What if I have no food for tomorrow? I have no place to live tomorrow.
主耶稣说，明天的忧虑，你就明天来处理吧。
And our Lord Jesus tells us, you worry about tomorrow's anxiety. Tomorrow.
我们来想一个问题啊，下一页，我们最近在疫情当中啊，想想看啊，分享一下你的忧虑是什么。
And during this period of pandemic, let's discuss what are our worries.
这很可惜，因为弟兄姐妹之间也没有家庭聚会，也没有办法可以好好聊天。
Unfortunately, we cannot have family services anymore, so we don't have a chance to even talk to one another.
就可以上上网啊，聊聊天啊，打打电话，互相关心。
However, we can still chat online or through our landlines.
疫情影响很大，不是人的身体的问题。
The influence or the impact of this pandemic is not just on our daily lives.
是影响人精神的状态，比较无形的。
It also affects our emotional lives.
我们每天听到收音机报道、新闻报道说，有几个人确诊了，有几个人死了，那个都是新冠肺炎的。
We often hear about the number of confirmed cases every day and the number of deaths each day.
比较不会报，多少人又得忧郁症了，多少人又睡不着觉了，多少人又吃药了。
We don't hear the news reporting how many people suffer from depression, and how many people are taking medication, and how many people are suffering from lack of sleep.
这个其实还更严重。
This is actually even worse than the virus.
精神常常很紧张的、很忧虑的状态会反映在你的身体上面。
Because emotionally, if you're uptight all the time, it will impact your physical health.
一开始你会睡不着。At
first, you suffer from insomnia.
睡不着之后呢，其他问题也慢慢出现。And
once you suffer from insomnia, other conditions start to happen.
然后肠胃也会不好。You
will have a very weak stomach.
那你常常都会很紧张。And
you will be anxious all the time.
这里列出来，你为什么事情忧虑呢？可能不止这一些。So
what are you worrying about? Perhaps not limited to this list.
有些人担心呢，我会不会失业？
Some people are worried about unemployment.
公司现在没有把我裁员, 但是会不会下个月我都没工作呢?
My office has not laid me off yet, but would I lose my job next month?
那我如果没有工作的话, 你就会想了下一步, 没有工作的话, 我的贷款怎么缴呢?
So if you lose your job, the next thing that comes to your mind is, what about paying off my mortgage?
那你再想了, 我都几十岁了, 如果掉了工作, 那我哪下一份工作会不会没有呢?
And then you start to think, I'm already of a certain age. Where am I going to find my next job?
你再想更远一点, 那我退休怎么办?
And you think even further, what about my retirement?
人可以想很远了,
so from point number one, you can jump all the way to retirement.
其实是今天都还没有失去工作, 你就想到退休怎么办?
But in fact, you haven't even lost your job today. You're already thinking about retirement.
有人就很怕生病, 所以不敢出门。
Some people are worried about getting sick, so they refuse to leave their house.
有人呢不担心自己, 他担心, 哎呀, 这个世界这样子, 以后我的孩子怎么在社会生存呢?
And some people are not worrying about themselves, rather they're worrying about how my children are going to survive in this society in the future.
所以这是无止境的,
so your worries are limitless.
把它统称起来, 这个叫做明天。
And we bundle everything together and call this tomorrow.
其实明天怎么样我们都还不知道。
In fact, we don't know what tomorrow is like.
说实在一点了, 明天我们在不在, 我们也不知道。
In fact, we don't even know whether we will live till tomorrow.
如果明天我们都不在, 那担心后天的事情来做什么?
If we don't even live tomorrow, then why are we worrying about the day after?
所以这里有三个问题。
So there are three questions here.
第一, 忧虑如何改变你的思想跟行为?
One is anxiety, how does it affect your thoughts and your deeds?
很多人的思想跟行为在疫情当中已经被改变了,他不知道。
A lot of persons' thinking and their actions have already been changed by this pandemic.
经过半年的疫情啊, 变了一个人, 本来很乐观了, 哦, 现在很忧虑, 很焦虑。
After 6 months of pandemic, a person who was very optimistic now becomes rather pessimistic.
我们要自己想想啊, 最近我们的思想跟行为有没有改变?
And let us think about this for ourselves, whether our thoughts and our actions have changed.
有人忧虑的,他忧虑就会不讲话,很闷闷不乐。
There are some people who suffer so much from anxiety is that they became quiet.
但是另外一种极端,就是忧虑的人会讲话讲不停,碎碎念,这个更可怕。
On the other end of the extreme scale, there will be people who keep talking.
哇,担心这个整天念在这里的太太啊,儿女啊。
And they are so worried about things that they start to nag.
因为你忧虑你就会念啊,
because you are worrying, you are anxious, you start nagging others.
那这个本来你家里的人都没有那么忧虑的,被你一讲啊,整天念,哇,怕的要死。
And perhaps your family members were not that anxious about the pandemic, but after your constant nagging, they start to fear for their lives.
所以这个忧虑也会传染。
So your anxieties is actually can pass down to the next person.
如果你家里有一两个很忧虑、很焦虑的人啊，全家都没平安。
If you have one or two people who are anxious at home, the entire household will not have peace.
好，第二个问题啊，焦虑、忧虑对事情本身有没有帮助？
The next question is, does anxiety help to resolve the issues?
每个人都知道啊，零啊，没帮助。
We all know that the answer is no.
你不会因为忧虑更多啊，问题就会 减轻或者不见.
And the more you worry does not mean that the less issues you will face.
那但是我们又控制不住.
Yet we can't control ourselves.
我知道它会改变我们, 但是对事情又没有帮助.
We know that anxieties can change us and it does not help us at all.
怎么样来克服它呢?
So how do we overcome our anxieties?
首先我们来看下一章, 了解为什么人会忧虑.
Next is we have to understand why we worry.
人忧虑的原因其实 特别是对明天的, 就是因为对未来一种不确定的感觉。
We worry for tomorrow because we are not sure or certain of what is going to happen.
如果你对明天非常确定, 你就不会担心了。
If you're certain of what is going to happen tomorrow, you won't worry at all.
你很想控制明天会发生什么事。
You desire to control what will happen tomorrow.
但是你又控制不住。
Yet it is out of your control.
好, 比如说明天天气会怎么样, 你控制得了吗?
For example, can you control tomorrow's weather?
哦，那你明天有一个活动，你很担心明天要下雨，又怎么样？
If there's an event that's going to be held tomorrow, and you're worried about raining,
所以就开始担心了。
So you start to worry.
忧虑的背后就是因为我们想要控制。
What is behind worry is our desire to control.
我们想控制我们的将来。
We want to control our future.
我们想控制我们的儿女。
We want to control our children.
我们想一切按照我们的想法去发生。
We want things to happen according to our desires.
好了，忧虑就开始来了。
So what comes next is worry.
好，那这有跟我们有关于怎么来控制、克服这个忧虑。
So how do we overcome our worries?
我们再看主耶稣怎么讲。
Let's take a look at what our Lord Jesus said.
啊，对，我们看前一节、前两节、三十一节啊。
Let's read verse 31.
马太六章三十一节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 31.
所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?"
这都是外邦人所求的。
For the Gentiles seek all these things.
你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
原来对抗忧虑，把忧虑放下的一个很重要的方法。
So one of the methods of putting down our worries.
你要了解到底谁在控制你不能所控制的。
Is that you must understand who is in control of those things you have no control over.
一般人担心的吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Usually we worry about what we eat, what we drink, and what we wear.
不是你控制的。
This is out of your control.
你看这个经济变这样子，疫情变这样，你控制得了吗？你控制不了。
Take a look at the economy and also the pandemic. Are you in control? No.
但是天父知道你需要什么，这个就够了。
But our heavenly Father knows what we need. That's enough.
我们相信神的人知道天父掌控一切。
For those of us who believe in God, we know that God is in control of everything.
你不需要知道后天、大后天、夏天、明年的饮食从哪里来。
You don't have to worry about tomorrow, the day after, next summer, or in the fall, where your food is going to come from.
你需要知道天父知道你的需要，这个就够了。
All you need to know is that our Heavenly Father knows our needs.
你不用担心你的儿女。
You don't have to worry about your children.
你知道天父会照顾你的儿女，这个就够了。
You know that our Heavenly Father will take care of your children. That is all you need to know.
所以对抗忧虑的方法就是你要增加你的信心。
Overcome your worries, it is to increase your faith in God.
求神加添我们对他的信靠。
We pray to God that we can rely on Him more.
啊，你对后天、明天有忧虑 ？OK， 告诉主。
You're worried about tomorrow and the day after. Tell it to our Lord.
主啊，我知道你是知道我们一切的需要的。
God, I know that you know what we need.
很多时候我们的忧虑其实是白白的。
In fact, most of time we're worrying in vain.
啊，记不记得疫情刚开始的时候，大家在抢购什么东西？
Do you remember during the early days of the pandemic, what were people hoarding?
大家很担心嘛，买不到卫生纸，对不对
？So we were hoarding toilet papers.
哇，大家去抢，人家抢你也去抢啊，怕买不到。
So other people were hoarding toilet papers, so you do too, because you're worried you won't get any.
还有呢
？What else?
抢完卫生纸要抢米啊。
And after hoarding toilet paper, we hoard rice.
哇，超级市场的米都被抢光了。
So rice in the supermarket were all bought.
你很担心，你也去抢。
So you're worried that there's no more supplies. You go out and buy too.
啊，抢不到的就更担心。
So for those of us who didn't manage to get any, we start to worry more.
现在过了几个月了，很多人在家里啊，还在用那个三个月前的那个抢到的卫生纸还没用完。
3 months have passed, and a lot of us are still using the toilet paper that we bought 3 months ago.
很多人啊，抢了一年的米啊，都吃不完了，差点快生虫了。
And a lot of people, they haven't finished the rice that they have hoarded at the beginning of the pandemic.
是不是我们担心其实也没有用
？So is there a point to our worries？
没有用的。
No。
天父的知道我们的需要。
Our heavenly Father knows our needs。
所以我们要学习在主面前来放下这个忧虑。
So we have to put down our worries before our Lord。
好，我们来看马太福音的十一章二十八节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
烦恼苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
啊，这里主耶稣已经告诉我们，你有忧虑怎么办
？Here our Lord Jesus tells us what you can do if you're worried.
这里有两种东西对我们人是很辛苦的，一个是劳苦，一个是重担。
And here are two things that are burdens to us. One is labor, and one is heavy laden.
劳苦就是肉体的辛苦。
Labor means physically we toiled.
重担就是心中的忧虑。
Heavy laden is the burden that we carry in our heart.
来到主耶稣面前呢，把这个忧虑放下。
We come to our Lord and we put down our worries.
在这个疫情的关中当中，我们更需要建立自己的信仰。
And during this period of pandemic, we need to ever more build up our faith in God.
更需要来教会。
So we need to come to church even more.
有个姐妹跟我分享。
There was a sister, she shared with me.
当疫情进到一个阶段，公司要重开的时候。
Until a certain stage of the pandemic, the office was to reopen.
有一些同事啊，逼不得已，公司叫员工要去上班。
And the office was telling its employees to go to work.
有一些人很不想上班。
There are some employees who don't want to go to work.
很怕被传染。
They're afraid of contracting the virus.
但是又不能不去。
Yet they still have to go to work.
哇，这也很辛苦，压力很大。
So they were under immense pressure.
有一些人还在上班的地方哭啊。
There were some employees who even cried at the workplace.
哇，那个忧虑太多了。
Too much anxieties in them.
因为新闻也听太多了。
And they have watched too much news.
但是我们的姐妹呢？
But our sister.
她说我来聚会，我来听道理。
I come to church. I listen to the sermons.
我把我的忧虑交给神。
I have handed my worries over to God.
哎呀，我的生命在神的手中啊。
My life is in the hands of God.
哎呀，我相信神会保佑我的。
I believe that God will protect me.
这是就算我有任何的事情，主都会看顾。
And if anything were to happen to me, the Lord will take care of me.
那把这个重担，把这个忧虑交给神了。
So she has handed her worries over to the Lord.
她天天上班都心里都很平安。
And she goes to work every day, and there is peace in her heart.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
彼得前书的五章第七节。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you.
这句话非常宝贵，是个应许。
This is a promise.
你把你的重担给人，人家不一定想要听。
You place a burden to others, they may not even want it.
但是你把这个忧虑给神，神可以把这个收起来。
But if you cast your anxieties onto our Lord, he will take it away from you.
所以每天祷告，你就告诉神你的担心。
So every day when you pray to God, tell him your anxieties.
但是就把它放那边咯，就不要拿回家咯，不要自己再想说哦，再烦了。
But once you place your burdens over to our Lord, don't even think about taking it back.
放下就交给他。
Put it down, hand it over.
先担心今天的事就好了。
Just worry about what's going on today.
明天醒过来，如果我们还活着，那明天再想明天的事。
And tomorrow, when you wake up in the morning and you're still alive, then you start to worry about tomorrow.
第二样我们要学习放下的。
The next thing that we have to learn to put down.
也是一种重担。
That is our burden.
啊，就是罪的重担。
The burden of sin.
我们看诗篇四十篇十二节。
Let's turn to Psalms 40 verse 12.
诗篇四十篇的十二节。
Psalms 40 verse 12.
因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能昂首。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。
For evils have encompassed me without number. My iniquities have overtaken me till I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me.
这个大卫啊，圣灵感动他写出心中的一种重担，是最难过的是什么？
Here, the Holy Spirit inspired David to write a psalm about his heavy burden.
当你心中有很多的罪，
When there were iniquities in his heart,
罪好像一种很大的压力。
And these iniquities became a pressure on him.
压到你头都抬不起来。
And they were so heavy that he couldn't even lift up his head.
压到你晚上睡也睡不好。
And they were so heavy that he couldn't even sleep at night.
虽然在别人面前你可能是一个很正常的人，很好的人。
Even though in the eyes of others you may be normal.
但是如果私底下你所做的事，所有的心思意念，神看得见的，你自己良心也知道。
But deep inside, you know that your thoughts and your desires.
这种重担啊，会让人家很难受。
And these iniquities or these burdens will cause you a lot of pain.
大卫他一辈子曾经是合神心意的人。
David initially was a man pleasing to God.
但是后来因为自己的私欲没有控制好。
Due to his desires that he could not control.
看上了别人的太太。
He fell in love with a woman who is wife of another man.
跟波斯巴给他犯了奸淫。
And he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
杀了人家的先生。
And he killed her husband.
虽然整个国家没有多少人知道这个事情。
Even though in the entire nation, not many people knew about it.
他顺理成章的把人家的寡妇就娶过来了。
So he was able to marry Bathsheba after her husband died.
整个国家没有人指责他，也没有人知道他所做的事。
The entire nation, no one rebuked him, no one knew what he did.
但是有谁知道？
But who knew?
神知道。
God knew.
魔鬼也知道。
The devil knew.
他自己的良心也知道。
His own conscience knew.
当你自己做了对不起神的事，对不起家庭的事。
When you have fallen short of God, fallen short of your family members.
如果还有一点点良心的话。
If there is still a little bit of conscience left in you.
是会很难过的。
You will be upset.
尤其是心中有道理的人。
Especially those with the words of God in them.
如果没有道理的人，不信神的人，做了什么事情随便啊，反正大家都一样。
For those who do not believe in God, it doesn't matter what they have done because everyone is the same.
但是你心中有道理。
But if you have the word of God in you.
但是你又做不到神的要求。
But you are unable to achieve to the standard of God.
你会很挣扎。
You'll be struggling.
那挣扎的结果呢？有一些人就选择，那我就不要再想这个事情了，我就不来教会，就没挣扎。
And after struggling, some people would say that I will stop going to church so that I will no longer struggle.
但是你离开神也不会让自己好过多少。
Even if you have left God, you won't feel any better.
就是好像啊，你有伤口，但是你不去医治它，你只把它盖住，不看它而已。
Like unto having a wound, if you do not treat it, you just cover it up.
好，在里面就越烂越大。
Your wound will get seriously worse.
所以圣经告诉我们，如果我们有罪的重担，我们不要去忽略它。
The Bible tells us that do not overlook the burden of sin.
有一些人呢，会怎么面对罪呢？
How do some people handle sin?
他会自己骗自己。
They will deceive themselves.
他会说，哎，这个不是罪。
They will say that this is not a sin.
大家都一样，这个文化潮流都是这样啊。
Everyone is the same. The entire culture tells us this is nothing.
大卫为什么犯罪？
Why did David commit a sin?
因为他看别人洗澡。
Because he was looking at a woman bathing.
如果他不看别人洗澡，他不会起淫念，他就不会去犯罪。
Had he not looked at the woman while she was bathing, he will not have this evil thoughts.
所以他的罪是从看别人洗澡开始的。
So his sin started from that one look at a woman who was bathing.
但是现在的人呢，会做很多的借口。现在的人会做很多为自己的行为做很多借口。
Today, a lot of people will find excuses for their actions.
你看到他洗澡，不是我故意看的，他自己没有遮好。
And when you see somebody taking a bath, you will not say that it's not my fault. She's the one not hiding herself.
看一看也没有什么呀，不是要做什么。我不像大卫这样子的。
There is nothing wrong in looking at somebody showering. I'm not like David.
或是有人说，哎，这个是艺术，这个欣赏人家的艺术。
And some people might even claim it as art. It's an appreciation of art.
或者说是娱乐。
Or they call it entertainment.
哎呀，不是什么罪，不要那么严格。
This is not a sin. It's not that serious.
其实，在神看来，罪就是罪，没有什么好。
In the eyes of God, sin is sin. There's no excuse.
所以我们要对付罪，而不是把神的标准改变。
So we have to tackle the sin and not change the standard of sin.
我们要了解罪在我们心中的影响。
We have to understand the influence of sin.
它会拖着我们的信仰啊。
It will drag our faith.
我们看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12 verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累的罪，存心忍耐奔那在我们前头的路程啊。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us.
第一节是讲一个理想的状态，是我们要追求的方面。
Verse 1 is an ideal state where we should pursue for perfection.
天国路是要去奔跑的，是要去跑得很辛苦的。
The path to the heavenly kingdom is one that we need to spend much effort to run on it.
天国路不是散步啊，我们以为叫散步，我们吃完饭都去散散步嘛，对不对
？The path to the heavenly kingdom is not a simple walk.
散步是很轻松的。
Walking is easy.
欣赏那个风景。
You have time to appreciate the scenes around you.
但是天国路不是散步。
But the path to the heavenly kingdom is not a walk.
天国路是跑的，是奔跑的。
The path of the heavenly kingdom requires you to run.
为什么要跑？
Why do you need to run?
因为那个潮流啊，要阻挡你的力量太大了。你如果不跑的话，被冲走。
Because the trends of the world are acting against you, and if you don't run, you will be washed away by it.
还有这个路途太长了，你不跑的话，你跑不完。
And the journey is long. If you don't run, you will never finish it.
你不一直进步的话, 你的人生用完了, 时间没有了, 那你怎么建筑呢?
So if you don't improve yourself constantly, then your time is up and you haven't even finished your journey.
但是很多时候我们前面的路程, 我们没有在跑, 我们原地踏步。
But most of the time, we find that we are not even going forward. We are standing right on the spot.
好了, 如果没有进步啊, 原地踏步就算了嘛。 但是还有很多人就退步了。
If you are not going forward, you're standing right on the spot, that is fine, but there are still people who are actually going backwards.
刚信主的时候比现在还好。
When you first believe in Lord, you are in a better state.
刚侍奉的时候比现在还好。
When you're first serving the Lord, you are in a better state.
为什么会这样?
Why?
不应该这样的。
That shouldn't be the case.
这里讲出原因了。
This verse tells us the reason.
因为你背着很多罪啊。
Because your sin is clinging onto you.
别人不知道的。
Other people do not know that.
你自己知道,
you do.
我们要去面对它,
we have to face them.
我们要去除掉它,
we have to get rid of them.
不然的话, 我们的路跑不远,
otherwise, we won't be able to travel far.
就像这个漫画所说的, 这个人要开跑车, 要比赛, 那是后面一大堆这个行李, 怎么比赛啊?
Like into this cartoon where this racer wanted to finish the race, but he didn't know that he's carrying a lot of weight behind him.
你有看过人家赛, 开赛车比赛, 然后后面的, 几百斤的行李吗?
Have you seen an auto race where the racer is carrying tons of weight behind him?
越厉害的赛车，他们除了引擎要强之外，他们还要车身要轻啊。
A race car, in order to be fast, the body of the car itself has to be light, and also the engine has to be big.
如果我们对付自己的罪，我们就感觉就很轻松。
If we handle our, or if we tackle our sins, we'll feel that we are light.
我们要自己照照镜子，有什么问题？
Let us take a look at ourselves in the mirror. Where are our problems?
你把这些一样一样在主面前拿走了。
And if you remove them one by one,
承认了。
And you admit to your sin,
求主赦免了。
You ask God for forgiveness,
你就很轻松啊。
Then you should feel light.
我也听过慕道者的这种见证。
We have heard testimonies from the truth seekers.
喜欢你起来, 我问他有什么感觉。
After a baptism, we ask them, how do you feel?
他说, 哦, 喜欢你之后, 整个人很轻松。
And they often say that after baptism, they feel very light.
因为主耶稣的宝血, 真的是洗干净他的罪。
Because the precious blood of Jesus had indeed washed them clean.
那我们每天都要被主耶稣这样子来赦免。
And today, we have to be forgiven by our Lord every day.
这样我们放下我们的罪, 我们就走得轻松了。
Once we put down our sin, we should be able to travel light.
今天我们轻不轻松呢?
Today, are we traveling light?
好, 那我们来讲第三点。
So let's talk about a third point.
第三点就是要放下生命当中的很多的抱怨。
Let us put down the complaints in our lives.
我们看哥林多前书的第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书的第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
十章第四节,
Chapter 10, verse 4.
他们都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。第五节,
5.
但这很重要，但哦，他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
4. And all drank the same supernatural drink, for they drank from the supernatural rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. 5. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
旷野里面有几百万以色列人。
In the wilderness, there were millions of Israelites.
神爱他们, 把他们从埃及拯救出来。
God loved them, so he delivered them from Egypt.
给他们自由了。
He gave them freedom.
又给他们零食还有零水。
He gave them spiritual food and spiritual drink.
可以说是该有的都有了。
We can say that they have everything they need.
恩典样样不缺,
and they lack nothing in grace.
结果是什么?
What is the result?
这里说, 大部分都死在旷野。
The end result was majority of them died in the wilderness.
为什么会死在旷野?
Why did they die in the wilderness?
因为他们大部分都是神不喜欢的人。
Because most of them were not pleasing to God.
我们想想看啊, 把它连起来, 有时候会连不起来。
Let's think about this and try to connect the dots.
有时候我们觉得领受很多恩典的人一定是神喜欢的人，不然的话，他怎么会得到那么多恩典？
We sometimes think that those who receive the most grace from the Lord must be pleasing to God. Otherwise, why would God bless them?
但是这里告诉我们不一定。
But here it tells us not necessarily.
领的很多恩典，但是却是神不喜欢。
They have received a lot of grace from God, but they are not pleasing to God.
那个就是我们要很小心。
So we have to be careful here.
为什么会一个人会变成神不喜欢的人？
Why does someone become one who is not pleasing to God?
当然，接下来写了很多有几样，他们为什么不能成为神喜欢的人？
And of course, following this verse, there are a number of examples of why they were not pleasing to God.
但是其中一样，几百万以色列人常常在犯的一件事情就是抱怨。
And one of them that millions of the Israelites had committed was they were complaining.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
10. Nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer.
哇，原来啊，以色列人呢，有一样事情没有放下，天天拿在身上，在旷野路也拿在嘴上，就是抱怨神。
In fact, there's one thing that the Israelites did every day, that is they grumble and complain.
他们对很多东西不满意。
They were not pleased with many things.
他们不满意那个食物。
They were not pleased with their food.
一开始是抱怨没有食物。
At first, they were complaining that there was no food.
好了，神给他食物了，抱怨这个很难吃。
When God gave them food, they complained that they taste horrible.
一下要抱怨没有水。
And they complained there was no water.
要抱怨那个天气很热。
They complained that the weather was too hot.
抱怨那个路很难走。
They complained that the road was difficult to walk on.
又抱怨摩西。
And then they complained about Moses.
基本上每一样可以抱怨的都抱怨了。
Basically, they complained everything they could.
就是没有抱怨自己而已。
The only thing they didn't complain was about themselves.
那没有抱怨自己，这没用。
They didn't complain that they were useless.
没有抱怨自己没信心。
They didn't complain that they had no faith.
他们就是抱怨身边所有的事情、所有的人，还有神。
They were complaining about everything around them and everyone around them and complaining God.
所以最后的结果就是死在旷野。
The end result was they died in the wilderness.
那圣经说这个是写给我们的见解。
And the Bible tells us that these are warnings to us.
那我们想想我们最近过了这几个月。
And let's think about these past months.
在疫情的这七八个月当中。
During this 7 or 8 months of pandemic.
我们是不是渐渐变成一个常常抱怨的人？
Have we become one who complains all the time?
是不是把抱怨挂在嘴里，放在心里？
Have we been complaining all the time and putting these complaints in our hearts?
那看看我们有没有以下的这些抱怨啊？
Let's take a look at whether you have done the following.
好无聊哦。
You're bored.
又不能出门。
You can't go out.
不能上班。
You can't go to work.
哎呀，我的钱又变少了。
And you complain that your money has decreased.
因为疫情开始，一开始经济影响很大嘛。
And because of this, at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a big impact on the economy.
整天在家里，整天都是看家里的人，越看越不顺眼。
And you're staying home all the time. You start looking at your family members, and you detest them more and more.
有人抱怨，老婆，你有这个变胖呢。
And some complain that their wives have gotten heavy.
老婆就说了，你不要说我，你自己不是更胖。
And the wife would also complain that the husband has also gained weight.
那整天在家里煮饭嘛，哎呀，每天煮一样的，要抱怨你怎么那个菜一点都没有味道。
And since you're eating home more often, you're eating home now, you begin to complain that the food they cook is horrible.
网络还流行一则的这个笑话啊。
And there was a joke on the internet.
有一天呢，两夫妻在家里吃饭。
One day, a couple was eating at home.
那个太太煮了一顿菜给先生吃。
The wife cooked a dish for the husband.
先生一吃。
Husband took a bite.
哎呀，怎么这样煮菜都没味道。
Complained that the food was tasteless.
太太二话不说，电话拿起来，打到去那个卫生局。
The wife said nothing and picked up the phone and called the health department.
家里这里有一个人失去味觉啊。
That I have someone at home who has lost their sense of taste.
很可能得到新冠肺炎，请你把他拿走去隔离两个星期。
It's most likely they have he has contracted the coronavirus. Please take them away and quarantine for 2 weeks.
这是个笑话，但是只是说，哎，你在家里很容易互相的抱怨。And
this is a joke, but it simply reflects the fact that many people complain because they're not at home more.
所以我们有时候抱怨我们身边的人啊，工作啊，甚至我们抱怨教会。So
there are people who complain about their jobs, their family, and also complain about the church.
这些抱怨呢，其实会增加我们自己的痛苦。And
these complaints will only add on to our own pain.
抱怨的背后就是不会感恩。
What is behind complaint is that your refusal to change.
抱怨的人，神的恩典会慢慢离开他。
People who complain, the grace of God will leave them further and further away.
我们看以色列百姓都是这样。
And that is the very example of the people of Israel.
你越抱怨，神的恩典就会越离开。
The more they complained, the more the further the grace of God had left them.
那神的刑罚就会慢慢临到。
And the punishments of God would befall upon them.
因为你一直讲这样子，神会成全你啊，神会成全你啊。
Because the more you complain about things, the higher the probability that they would happen.
怎么我那么差？怎么这个不顺那个不顺？这个神就说好，就给你这样子。
And when they start complaining about this and that, then God would say, "All right, I will grant you all of these."
你看以色列百姓抱怨什么
？So what did the people of Israel complain?
为什么把我们带出来，让我们死在这里啊
？Why bring us out of Egypt and let us die here?
我们在埃及不是更好吗？出来旷野这边死在这边吗
？We had better days in Egypt, but you bring us out to die in the wilderness.
哦，这句话惨了，讲出来啊，应验了。
Unfortunately, they did verbalize these words, and it did come true.
最后全部死在旷野。
So all of them. All of them died in the wilderness. Not a lot of them survived.
所以我们非常小心自己的抱怨。
So let us be careful of our complaints.
一抱怨，神的恩典就离开。
Because once you complain, the grace of God will depart away from you.
而且你所抱怨的事情可能会实现。
And the things that you complain about, they may come true.
所以我们要放下我们的抱怨。
So let us put down our complaints.
无论是生活过得怎么样。
Regardless of how difficult your life is.
无论事情顺利还是不顺利的意。
Whether things are done according to your will.
那不能抱怨，要说什么
？If you can't complain, what can you say?
我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的五章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
16-18节，16-18节。
Verse 16 to verse 18.
我们常常读的。
This is what we read.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to verse 18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告。第十八节。
18.
凡事谢恩，因这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意啊。
16. Rejoice always. 17. Pray constantly. 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
凡事谢恩，这是我们要讲的。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
既然主耶稣这样安排
，Since this is the will of God,
我要感谢。
You have to give thanks.
主耶稣让你很顺利，我要感谢。
If things are going well for you, thank God.
主耶稣让你不顺利，你也要感谢。
If things are going bad for you, thank God as well.
有个弟兄啊，他的工作就是帮人家来做园艺去修树的。
There was a brother, his job was a landscaper.
哇，那他有一次帮在工作锯树的时候。
One day when he was chopping down trees,
哇，他的电锯没有拿好。
He didn't hold on to his electric saw properly.
一下来，哇，往他的手这样的一砍。
And it came down at an angle when it cut his arm.
啊，马上喷血。
Immediately he bled.
哇，他整个人也吓到了。
And he was stunned.
哇，那马上给他包扎起来。
And he immediately had to bandage his wounds.
马上送去医院。
And was sent to the hospital.
哇，伤得很深啊。
The cut was deep.
哇，整个肉都切进去，然后已经快到骨头了。
It cut into his flesh and almost onto his bones.
还好，差一点点没有伤到骨头。
And thank God that his bone was still well.
哇，后来一个很长的疤痕。
So there was a big scar on his arm.
我看到我就问他。
When I saw it, I asked him.
他说也是感谢主啊。
He said, "I thank God."
为什么
？Why?
差一点整只手没有了。
Because he could have easily cut his whole arm off.
虽然这伤得那么重，但是还可以救得回来。
And even though it was a deep cut, but it was still salvageable.
虽然缝了很多针呢，很痛一阵子。
So the doctor had to sew many stitches on him, and it hurt a lot.
但是也是要感谢主。
But he still gave thanks to God.
真的，凡事感谢，无论好跟不好的事，我们都要感谢。
And so we have to give thanks to God all the time, whether it's good or bad times.
疫情我们也要感谢主啊。
We still give thanks to God in times of pandemic.
全家可以在一起。
Our entire family can be together.
可以平平安安的。
And we are in the peace of God.
所以一切我们都要把我们的抱怨放下。
So let us put down our complaints.
试试看，从今天开始不要埋怨身边的人。
And starting from today, let's try not to complain about the people around us.
尤其是当父母的哦，当你很啰嗦，整天在念你儿女，整天在抱怨你儿女的时候。
Especially parents, when you start nagging your children all the time.
你的儿女会觉得很烦。
Your children would feel fed up.
会很想离开你。
They want to leave the house.
会很不想跟你讲话。
They don't want to talk to you.
你想想看，你喜欢跟一个抱怨的人讲话吗
？Let's think about it. Do you want to talk to somebody who complains all the time?
或是你跟朋友坐在一起喝咖啡，结果你第一开口就是你抱怨，抱怨一个钟头，我看你没有人愿意下次跟你喝咖啡了。
think about this. If you were having coffee with your friends and the first thing you do is start complaining about everything in your life, there's probably not a second time your friends want to have coffee
你要,
with you.
你要多感谢,
you have to give thanks.
哦, 你愿意陪我, 感谢主,
and thank God you're willing to come and sit down with me.
我身体虽然有一些问题, 但是我感谢主,
even though I have some problems in my health, I still give thanks to God.
如果常常感谢的人哦, 大家都很喜欢他,
and people who thank God all the time, they are well liked by others.
神也很喜欢他,
and if they are even pleasing to God.
抱怨的人呢, 大家都很讨厌, 只是不好意思讲出口而已,
and we despise complainers, except we don't verbalize our displeasure.
放下抱怨,
so let us put down our complaints.
常常感谢,
give thanks all the time.
这样我们才能够在信仰上面越来越进步,
then we can improve in our spirituality.
愿主耶稣帮助我们这个放下的操练,
may God help us with our training of putting down.
能够放下我们的忧虑,
so that we can put down our worries.
放下罪的重担,
put down the burden of sin.
还有来放下我们的抱怨,
and to put down our complaints.
我们来唱诗,
let us sing hymn
70首, 229首,
number 229.